The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Hello and good morning. Hope you are well this morning. Well, Donald Trump has certainly landed in County Clare and has made an impact. He reckons hundreds of jobs will be created by his plans for Doonbeg Golf Course. Let's hope he's nicer to his Clare recruits than he was to his underlings in The American Apprentice.
You're fired.
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 Oh yes, I say he'd be more positive. But Trump is keen to look after one underdog in Doonbeg. He's going to protect a tiny snail who has made his habitat in the dunes. So in other words, he ain't going to act the mollusk. Down the law courts, there are some strange tales about thieves this morning. In Ennis in County Clare, one man wore just boxer shorts into court in a row with prison officers. He told the judge the reason why. I asked for a snack box for my lunch and the prison officers brought me back wedges and 3 chicken nuggets. Extraordinarily insensitive of the prison officers, don't you think? Meanwhile, across the pond, a California car thief found himself in more trouble after a trip to court.
Car thief Timothy Frederick Knight. He stole a car in order to make it to his hearing on car theft charges in San Mateo County last week.
Yes, now that's what I call thinking outside the glove box. President Obama showed his skills in dealing with the public too, as one heckler found out.
But we've got a season. And if we do, then I guarantee you... I agree with you, although why don't I talk about it later, because I'm just about to finish. You and me, we'll talk about it, all right? I'm going to be coming around. There you go. I agree with you. I want to hear from you. I love you back. You kind of screwed up my ending, but that's okay. That's okay. And we've got free speech in this country. Which is great too.
Yes, a very philosophical Barack Obama there. Now to our competition. This is National Dairy Week, organised by the National Dairy Council in association with Super Value. And the week is all about showcasing the excellence of our pasture-based dairy farming and produce from farm to fridge. And it also highlights the quality, versatility and nutritious benefits of dairy as part of a healthy, balanced diet. And we'd like to give you the chance to feel good and experience pastures new with a prize of a voucher for 1,000 euro for Ballymaloe. You can spend it any way you like, on accommodation, dinner or a cookery course. To win it, we're looking to hear your stories of an occasion when you milked it for all it was worth. Yesterday, our winner was Nicola Cantwell, who was told by doctors after an operation to avoid the hoovering until she was fully recovered. She told her family she could never hoover again, and she hasn't. The secret is out now though, Nicola. We heard from another listener who was mistaken for one of Daniel O'Donnell's backing singers and milked it for all she was worth, and another listener who let a gang of lads in a pub believe he was Eddie Jordan until he drove off in his battered owl van. So if you've been in a situation where you milked it, text your story and name to 51551 and the best entry today will win the prize and a voucher for Ballymaloe worth 1,000 euro to spend as you wish. And all the terms and conditions are on our website rte.ie/John Murray. Now, have you ever gone into a supermarket for a pint of milk and a loaf of bread only to find yourself with a basket full of food and products you didn't even know you needed? Well, you're not alone. You were just a victim of the supermarket wars, as they use every trick in the book to get you to spend more. And to reveal the secrets of the trade is writer and blogger Katrina Redmond. Katrina, you're very welcome back as well. The last time you were on the show, you talked about how you had been made redundant from your job, and that obviously came as a massive blow, particularly as you and your husband have 3 children in your family and you had to take drastic measures to cut back on your food bills. Just maybe remind us of what you've had to do in recent times.
Yeah, I suppose in recent times we've suffered in the last 5 years we've suffered a drop in our income of about 70%. So we've had to adjust our grocery spending to that. So our food budget for the week would be 70 euro for a family of 5. And then if we add in our cleaning materials, nappies and stuff like that, we have 90 euro a week to spend on the family. So I'm certainly very familiar with the tricks and things that supermarkets do to try and trick you, to make you buy more, because I've had to combat it, because I have to be very careful not to fall for them when I go shopping.
And the tricks are everywhere, are they?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because supermarkets employ, in a way, they employ a mind game. So it's really, when you go shopping, if you're on a budget, it's really all about beating the mind game. And you'd be surprised how much thought that they put into it. But then again, maybe you not, might not be. It's their business. Yes. So, you know, they're in the business of selling things and making money. So they want to make sure that they sell the most possible items to you when you go into the supermarket.
Are we real suckers, Katrina?
Yes, I'm afraid so. I mean, people nowadays are more aware of what things cost. So they are more cost conscious, but there are ways and means that the supermarket get around you being cost conscious and cod you into spending more than what you want to spend. So, for example, maybe you might decide that you want to buy one loaf of bread because that's all you're going to use for the next 3 days. And the loaf of bread is €1.50. But two loaves of bread is €2.50. So if you buy two loaves of bread, you're saving 50 cents on two loaves of bread. But you're not really, because you've spent more than you intended to. And now you have an extra loaf of bread.
In other words, you may not have wanted the second loaf of bread in the first instance.
Yep.
But you're spending the extra money.
Yep. Because
so it's only a bargain or a saving if you need it. In other words, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're lured in.
Yes.
Hook, line and sinker.
Yeah.
And tell us, take us on the journey before we even actually go into the supermarket. I didn't realise it was so elaborate, but it would appear to be so.
They slow you down when you go into the supermarket. So say, for example, you're driving into a car park, you're going to notice things like narrowing of driving paths. You're going to notice things like speed bumps. So they're slowing you down. So they want you to spend more time in the supermarket. So,
but the slowing down, you're actually saying that they actually, with the speed bumps in the car park, I'm thinking of my local supermarket, there are plenty of them.
Yeah.
It's a
psychological thing to slow you down, to get you to, because often when you go to the supermarket or if you're dropping in to get a couple of bits and pieces, you're in a hurry. So really what you want to do is you want to pull up on two wheels and park the car, run in, grab the stuff you want and run back out. But if psychologically, if they slow you down from the very point you get into that car park, you're going to be in a slower pace. So you're more inclined to spend more time. Often car parks will be maybe on a basement or on an upper level at the supermarket. And then to get there, then they have the slow moving walkways. And again, they're very slow. And also, if you notice, if you take a trolley, and this is a safety issue as well, obviously, the trolley's safety locks and you can't push the trolley up or down the slow moving walkway. So if you stand on the walkway with your trolley and it's going really, really slow and you can see all of the advertisements and all the special offers and they're flashing up in front of you as you get down into the supermarket. And this happens. I know everybody's nodding here. This is what happens.
Is it across the board?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so we're just being fooled. We're just being lured into something that we're probably not even aware is happening.
Yeah, yeah. This is a whole business. I mean, supermarkets are in the business of making money, so.
Yes,
yeah.
Even if it's tricking the customer. Is it, I suppose, not tricking the customer? I mean, you go in with your eyes wide open and a certain amount of money in your pocket, so there's only so much you can buy.
Yeah, I mean, if you go in with a list and you know exactly what you want to buy and you've done the research before you get to the supermarket, that's when you can really save your money and not get codded into buying more than you actually want.
Music and smells, tell us about them.
Yeah, so again, it's all about this slowing down process. So from the minute you walk into the supermarket, you're going to have stuff like slow, kind of soothing music to draw you in. And again, to slow this pace. They don't want to lash you through the supermarket at a rate of knots. They want to entice you to linger. It's catchy music, but it's slow. Smells is another
thing. So the songs are carefully chosen to put you in the mood for shopping. Yeah. Now, I know a lot of them aren't the artists, aren't the original artists. I presume to save on royalties, they get some band to do, because they're always terrible versions. So it never occurs to me when I'm in my local supermarket that the music is nice, but it is actually slowing me down and making me more inclined to buy.
Yeah, and the music as well will be very recognisable. So it's stuff that, while you might not necessarily know the words, you'll certainly recognise the tune. So it's something that'll be going around in your head as you go around.
You'll be singing it after a while.
Yeah, and I suppose if it's a very catchy tune or if it's something you're familiar with, then you'll associate it. You'll slow down, you'll spend the time enjoying the tune and you'll maybe browse around more of the shelves more.
And the smells.
Yeah, the smells. Well, I don't know about you, but I walk past my local large supermarket and I get a waft of home baking, and it's just, I mean, it's fab. It's like, oh, and weak at the knees and thinking, gosh, well, a lovely loaf of bread would be gorgeous. But actually, at the front of the store, what they have is 5 packs and 10 packs of donuts and often some apple tarts as well. And that's, they're your quick impulse buys. So you smell the bread and you think baking, and you buy those things and you put them into your trolley and you have them when you get home. So, and then the other thing as well is your bread, your baking section is invariably at the back of the store. So you have to walk through most of the store to get to the bread. So you've got the smell at the start and it's drawing you through right to the back of the store to get the bread.
Yeah, you're going in and you realise all these things, Katrina. Yeah. So you have no problem understanding what they're at. I was struck by one thing that you said as well, is about the availability of fruit close to the entrance of a supermarket. And in my local supermarket, there is a sort of a setup of all sorts of fruit, and with the three for the price of two, or two for the price of €3, so you can get bananas, a combination of bananas and pears, or bananas and apples for just €3. But again, you're saying that you're going in and not necessarily needing these things; you'll just buy them because they sound like good value.
And it's not just that they sound like good value, they feel good for you. You feel good about yourself. You've gone into the supermarket with the best of intentions. And you'll put the bananas, tomatoes, all of these pressure-sensitive fruits and vegetables into the bottom of your trolley.
When you say pressure-sensitive, what do you mean?
So, well, like bananas would bruise easily, tomatoes would burst easily. Mm. So if you put them in the bottom of the trolley, you're going to pile the rest of your shopping on top unless you take care. But you feel better about yourself for buying the healthy foods at the start of the shop.
I see.
Because as you progress through the store, you get more selfish. Yeah. So you think more about the treats. So you think more about kind of, it'd be nice maybe when I finish this shop, maybe if I have a little drink, or maybe if I have a bottle of wine for later on. Mm. So at the end of the shop, that's when you'll find your wine and your beer.
Your resistance has been lowered.
Yes. So at the start, you want to feel really good about yourself.
Fruit. That's when you fruit, feel, very good.
Fruit, vegetables, healthy things, yogurts, juices. But at the back of the store, that's where the bold stuff is. So you'll find crisps, fizzy drinks and beer and wine.
Yes. I'm just conscious. Is everyone listening conscious of all these things happening? And if they are, please text us at 51551. I'm just wondering about product placement then on the shelves. Is that tricking us as well?
Yeah, definitely. And actually, I know you said, you know, that I'm well aware of these things. While I'm aware of them, it doesn't mean that I don't get suckered into them, because even though I know all of these things, I do often get duped, or I would often get caught if I don't go in with a kind of like a definite plan in mind. But you know, the aisle ends, you'll see big red flashy stickers and everything looks like great value. So that's where they will often put stuff that they want you to buy lots of at a discount, but it might not necessarily be the cheapest item.
I see.
Yeah. So it's always a good idea not to buy from these aisle ends or anything with flashy red stickers. Just be very wary of them.
Be very wary of them. Mm. They're out to trick you as well. Mm. And what's this about child benefit and nappies?
Oh, yeah. You'll always find that nappies are at least half price, or there's special offers on nappies on the week that child benefit is paid. So that's when you'll find that you'd be able to get your nappies at half price. So sure enough, last week, got my child benefit on the Tuesday, noticed in 3 or 4 of the local supermarkets that there's half price offers on nappies.
I see. Mm. Right. And that just goes away, disappears then when the...
Yeah, disappears in the middle week. Disappears in the middle of the month when there's less child benefit to be paid. And then again, when child benefit comes out, that's when they want to entice you to spend more. So you might only need one pack of nappies, but it's half price, or it's a buy two, get one free deal. So you will spend more than you intend. You've got more money in your pocket. So that's when they want to try and get you to spend more. And I've been suckered in by it. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, what about men and buying nappies? An interesting tale to tell. I just can't believe this happens. Would you tell me? Anyway.
Oh, it does. Actually, my husband has done it a few times just for the laugh. Like, it's a cliche. Often you find like the beer or the wine is sitting beside where the nappies are. And you'll often see like men running in late in the evening on the way home from work, and there will be a 6-pack of beer and a pack of nappies beside one another, and they'll pick up both because they've done their deed. They've gone and they've picked up the nappies and they've grabbed the beer as a treat for themselves. Like I say, like, you get more selfish as you go through the shop. You always want to spoil yourself when you go to the shop. I mean, even myself, I know I'm on a tight budget, but I always want to get something nice when I go to the supermarket. There has to be a reward.
And this is across the board now, because we haven't been mentioning names this morning, Katrina, but I'm just thinking of the discounters, Aldi and Lidl. Do they pay the same attention to luring the customer in? Or are they a little bit less concerned about, you know, the whys and wherefores?
Interestingly enough, they do pay attention to how customers come in and how their products are placed in the stores. If you think about it, their breads, their fruits and vegetables, their dairy products, their essentials, they're all at the back of the store. So you are enticed in. They do slow you down coming into the store. There's two or three gates and doors to get into. It's not as blatant as some of the other supermarkets, but they certainly do think about it an awful lot. And I think actually that's how they do so well for themselves, because it is planned, but not in so much of an obvious manner.
Not as in your face, in other words, as in the other supermarkets.
Yeah.
And so when you go shopping now, you one of the ways of avoiding this or not falling victim to the lure of all these different signs and things that are built into the shop, you actually just bring a list to know, so you ensure that what you go out to get, this is what you get, and you won't depart too much from it.
Yeah, no, I do have to be very, very careful. And even with the list, I can often get codded into buying more. So I do have to kind of plan out my shop very, very carefully. But I suppose having the list is one thing, but then being aware of what you're being codded into buying. That sounds desperate. I don't mean codded into buying, but being aware of what's on offer and being careful not to just pick something straight off the shelf is very important. Because like at the bottom of the shelf or at the top of the shelves in the aisle is where you're going to find the cheaper items or the stuff that are might not be cheaper, but might be better value. Whereas in the middle where your eye range is, that's where you're going to find the stuff that the supermarket wants you to buy.
Yes, and you also say that you shouldn't buy from what are called the gondola shelves, is it?
Yeah, the aisle ends. Yeah.
The aisle ends. These are the ones in the central aisle in supermarkets. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds to me like shopping is fairly straightforward. I do it myself and I don't think too much about what's happening to me as I go around. But, you know, is life not a little bit too short for all of this, Katrina? And can we just maybe ensure that the stuff we get is at least, you know, maybe not the branded stuff, but is a little bit cheaper than other stuff?
I think that if it's not an issue for you, well, like that's fantastic. And if it's not an issue for you going shopping and buying whatever strikes your fancy, then that's great. But the other thing that you do have to be mindful of, if they're codding you into buying more, you're going to have more food waste. Because you often the items that you would double buy or 2 for 3 or 3 for 2 offers, you're codded into buying more. Are you going to use it? Is it going to end up in the bin? If it's not going to end up in the bin, are you going to be eating more? So it's not just as simple as, well, I'm going shopping, I know what I want, and I'm just going to pick up what takes my fancy. Because like more food waste at the end of the day is going to add to your waste bill. More food in your store cupboards is going to add to the calories that you eat. So it's all about being mindful of exactly what you need more so than what you want to get.
Well, it sounds like eminent sense. So, I mean, the list of things you have to do is go shopping definitely with the list. Check the price per gram, milliliter or unit in the packet.
Yeah.
How long will that take?
I know. Actually, there's some rules out there that it does mean that the price per gram, milliliter or size of the packet should be displayed on the shelf, and that should be the price. There should be two prices on the shelf. So do watch what is on the shelves.
I see. And the other clue or the other tip is look at all the shelves from top to bottom to make sure you're getting the best deal.
Yeah.
Remember, own brand isn't always the cheapest. Above all else, always read the labels, you're saying to us.
Yeah.
So on average, how long do you take to shop, Katrina, when you set out?
45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yep.
From door to door. And one of the things you're doing this morning, Katrina, as I said earlier, you've personally been through the whole experience of trying to feed your family on a tight budget after you were made redundant. So you have a blog and a book on the subject. And we want, if there is a family listening or a mother or father listening who at this moment is struggling to keep the food bills down and who can't keep within budget no matter how hard they try, you're offering them a helping hand?
Yep.
So we want someone that's listening, who is listening to Katrina and saying, God, hasn't she got a wonderful grasp of all this shopping business? Get in touch with us, 51551, or text or email us on john@rte.ie. And you have been through the mill on this, so you know exactly.
Yeah, and obviously, like, no judgments being made, Janie Mac. I mean, I've been on the other side. I mean, I've heaped my trolley full of hundreds of euros worth of food. I know exactly what it's like, and I know what it's like to try and get it down, and it's incredible. incredibly difficult. So if anybody would like a hand from somebody who's not going to judge them and just be there and help them out, then I'm more than willing to
do
that.
You're the woman. Okay, as I said, get texting to 51551 if you want Katrina to help you out with your shopping, or email us at john@rte.ie. Back in a moment.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.